The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, TFA fam? Been slacking a little bit with these training camp reports, so gonna dump the most important news on you right now that we have from Tuesday, August 25th up until Friday, August 28th. Let's get into it. All right, first up with the injuries. Thankfully, not a lot of major ones over the past couple of days. After the doomsday tweeters got the initial jump, David Montgomery's non-contact injury that he sustained during practice is looking like it's just a groin strain. He's only expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams is on the same timetable for his shoulder injury after he was initially listed as week to week. Debo Samuel has been cleared to run after his foot fracture, and Brandon Ayuk's hamstring is reported as minor. This is obviously good news for both those receivers and the 49ers team as a whole because of their wide receiver depth chart, but their week one status is still up in the air. Tampa Bay running back Ronald Jones left Friday's practice with a foot injury, but that is not believed to be serious. A.J. Brown's practice was also cut short, but we're not sure why as of right now. He was just seen jogging off the field with the trainer, and that was the end of the practice for him. Denzel Mims and DeAndre Swift are still sitting out, and A.J. Green and Jack Doyle have returned to practice, along with Sony Michel, who was activated off the PUP list. Let's hype him up. Hype him up. The Herndon-Darnold connection keeps popping up in nearly every Jets report that I'm seeing. I've mentioned this a few times, but I still think it's worth throwing out there to remind you guys, because Herndon is still currently being drafted as the tight end 21 at 1505, according to 444's ADP. More good news for another tight end. Lions tight end TJ Hawkinson has been dominant in practices, and this isn't a shock, but I still think it's good news considering the first bit of training camp reports that we got were conflicting about his injury, right? Whether or not it was 100%, how he was looking, was he comfortable with it? So Hawkinson is currently being drafted on that fringe tight end one area. So if he's still looking good, and with all the reports of Matt Stafford looking really good in practice so far, TJ Hawkinson could be set for a breakout year in his second year. Falcons OC Dirk Cutter envisions a weekly floor of 15 touches for Todd Gurley, and recent reports say Gurley has been looking good in practice. He's been fast, he's been agile, he's been able to get to the edge and turn up field. He's been cutting, I guess, a little bit better than what was initially reported. So with running backs flying off the board early and often, Gurley's going in the third round, he could return RB1 value for us. Truthfully, where he's going, there's just a bunch of running backs or a lot of question marks. So if Gurley can stay healthy, he should be able to return value where he's currently going. Antonio Gibson and checks notes. J.D. McKissic seem to be the front runners to play behind Adrian Peterson for the Washington football team. After that initial bit of buzz with Bryce Love at the beginning of training camp, he's been getting more times with the twos and the threes than with the ones. And Rivera has come out and said that McKissic is a really good fit for Scott Turner's offense. And obviously, Antonio Gibson is as well.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, so looks like those two are going to be running ahead of Bryce Love. Laviska Shenault is pushing for the starting slot role for the Jags. He's taking advantage of D.D. Westbrook's injury, and he's also another rookie that has been looking good throughout camp. There's been some talk about his routes aren't exactly where they need to be at an NFL level, but that's to be expected with how he was utilized at Colorado and with, you know, I don't know, being a rookie. Sterling Shepard has clearly been the team's alpha wide receiver throughout camp, while he and Evan Engram have both looked healthy and both been popping up in a bunch of reports. If Shepard can stay healthy and he's getting targeted as this report suggests, right, as he is clearly the alpha, clearly the best wide receiver on the team, he's an absolute steal right now because he's being drafted 1105 at wide receiver 48. Nyheim Hines has been heavily involved in the Colts offense on a consistent basis. So it's starting to look like the reports that came out whenever Rivers first joined the Colts that Hines is going to benefit from Rivers being there are not being exaggerated. And if he's going to be as involved during the regular season as he seems to be early on, this is going to severely limit the target upside for both Mack and Jonathan Taylor. Ola BC Johnson has been turning heads for the Vikings and has done enough to keep the wide receiver 2 job away from rookie Justin Jefferson. 49ers rookie Jamichael Hasty is showing enough during these practices that Jeff Wilson's roster spot is in jeopardy, so for right now, Hasty is more of a dynasty stash than anything. But if he gets that roster spot and, oh, I don't know, Jerick McKinnon gets hurt or Tevin Coleman also gets hurt, he could be thrown into one of those committee roles for Shanahan. So definitely worth monitoring as the season progresses if any of those guys in front of him were to go down. All right, guys, let's wrap it up on these last news and note little tidbits, and these are all going to be for your backups and handcuffs in some backfields. Darrell Williams is on track to be the RB2 for Kansas City. Mike Davis, yes, that Mike Davis, has emerged as the clear backup for Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. And much to Kevin Steele's chagrin, Benny Snell is looking like the direct backup to James Conner and not Anthony McFarland. Sorry, Kev. Anthony McFarland ain't no league winner. All right, guys, that is going to wrap it up for the news and notes from the 25th until the 28th. Hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening and you're not yet subscribed, please do so. If you are subscribed, we would love it if you guys rate and reviewed across whatever podcast platform you are listening to. And don't forget to check out our YouTube page, which is really growing right now, doing a lot of awesome work with player profiles and player versus player debate. So make sure you go over to youtube.com and search for the Fantasy Authority to find that. And we will hit you guys with more content soon. Fire.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.